Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Now, given that Christmas is the time of year when we buy most stuff, when we go to more parties, and in the case of many of us, we consume more food than we do in the whole of the rest of the year put together, it's also the time of year when, well, being a bit more sustainable can really make a big difference. Now, hang on, don't switch off just yet. Being sustainable doesn't mean bar humbugging absolutely everything festive. Now, the festive season is setting off very soon, and there's plenty of sustainable fun to be had around St. Albans. Now, Emma Tyers from Plastic Free St. Albans, she joined me with some great tips on how you can kick off your sustainable festivities right now. Emma, thank you very much indeed for joining me. So we can start with the plastic-free theme for our Christmas right now with advent calendars, can't we?
We can, yes. It's almost December and I'm starting to get my advent calendar together at home. I've got a little advent calendar. It's a wooden one. It has all these little cupboards. And I've seen some as well which are fabric with little pockets in. Yes. And you can put anything you like in there. Something
and they're a bit of an investment. They tell me a little bit more expensive. But yeah. To buy them now.
Yeah.
And you've got them for, they never go out of fashion, do they?
It's true. We've had ours for years.
Yes.
And as the kids have got older, we can put little gifts in, like you don't have to get up until 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yes, just a little slip of paper.
Yes.
It has to be seen. The little chocolates were always quite popular with us.
Yeah.
But as you say, it can be all sorts of things. You can steer well away from all the plasticky advent calendar or silly gifts or whatever. Yes, just stick with the kind of things that your family really enjoys. Okay, so how about, we'll be putting up the decorations soon as well. And they are so much plastic there, isn't there?
Yeah, and again, lots more crafty things you can do with the kids. Remember doing snowflakes at school? I used to love doing
Surprisingly
those.
Surprisingly effective, though, aren't they?
Yeah, really good. And paper chains are always a good one.
Yes.
And I've seen there's some good sessions going on at the St Albans Museum.
Okay.
So there's a sort of, what you call it, a garland making session and Christmas cards.
Yes.
And wrapping paper.
Okay, nice
well.
Ideas.
All and plastic-free ideas. There.
Superb. And of course, with your Christmas tree, if you've already got your plastic Christmas tree, there's no point getting rid of it, is there?
No.
But, of course, if you're buying one, then always opt for something nice and natural.
Yeah.
I did actually see a very nice Christmas tree company called the Christmas Forest. And they, for every tree that's bought, they give money to Tree Aid, which is a charity planting food trees in the developing world. I thought that was rather nice.
How fantastic. There's a company somewhere where you go and you get your tree and then you return it to them. So you borrow the tree.
That's
over Christmas. I'm not sure where they are, but it sounds like an amazing idea.
It really is.
Yeah,
isn't
we have a plastic tree, I'm afraid, but we've had it for 20 years.
Yes.
It's not going anywhere, but we have lovely sort of folksy decorations from Oxfam. They're very good for wooden and fabric decorations.
Very pretty, very nice. And Earthworks, they have some lovely craftsy little decorations as well, which are really magical, lovely. Okay, so the parties, they're going to be starting soon, aren't they? There's a lot to think about there. Just think about, the end of the party, those piles of plastic, all those disposables, etc. How do we get away from those?
Yeah, so just like, when we were talking about street parties earlier this year, avoid sort of balloons, use streamers instead. You can hire your glasses, of course, from Waitrose and Majestic and Morrison's.
Yes, that's right.
And you were telling me before that Oxfam have got plastic-free crackers where you can put your own gifts in.
That's right. No need to have little plastic toys or naff jokes or anything. You just make your own. They've got the outside and you put your stuff inside. Yes, quite tasteful, quite a nice idea. And nice little activity with kids or just on a miserable afternoon as well. They really are. So if you're doing a party, Nibbles, canapes, they normally come in a lot of packaging, don't they?
They do. They do. You can go a long way with some pre-bought, pre-rolled pastry with little things on top of it.
Oh, pre-rolled pastry. It's a complete saviour, isn't it?
Absolute saviour.
How and do we manage without that?
I don't know. And the refill pantry, know me for going in every Saturday now for my nibbles.
Yes.
My paper bags full of nibbles.
Lovely. Very nice indeed. And of course, Patrick from Eat Whole Foods, he's got some lovely things there as well.
But, absolutely.
Very, very low packaging there. Okay, how about cards? I mean, cards should be quite easy, shouldn't they?
They should, but they quite often come in plastic wrapping.
Oh, yes.
But you can still buy boxes, though.
Yeah.
There's lots of places do boxes of cards.
That's right. And the cards themselves, disappointingly, all that lovely sparkly stuff, that's all plastic
glitter.
As well, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my kids hate it when I mention this, but unfortunately glitter is microplastic, so we need to avoid it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are still some beautiful cards out there. Lovely charity cards, really nice, beautiful pictures. Just avoid the, obviously, plasticky, sparkly stuff. That's the message there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So, out for drinks. This is the same old message, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
The plastic straws.
Yes. They all seem to come out at Christmas, actually, don't they?
They do. They do. I got some nice paper ones, though. I've got some nice red and white striped paper ones, and there's little reindeers, little paper reindeers.
That's
on
very
them.
Pretty, isn't it? Or, I also heard a nice, you know, if you want to make your drinks look a bit nicer, a couple of cranberries in an ice cube, little sprigs of rosemary, something like that.
Yeah, very nice.
That's a classy drink, wouldn't it?
It would.
Right. So out and about, going shopping again, same old, but again, we just need these reminders, don't we?
We do. Take your own bags.
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. Most places are very, very good now, aren't they, about filling your bag, you're not having to have one of their plastic ones. But of course, local shops are often better at that.
They are. And it's a great way of, you know, they have...
Well, the local shops, they can just be a bit more responsive, can't they? So that when you say, oh, can I have that without plastic? Or why do I have to have that in plastic? Well, they can kind of, you know, they you're speaking to the person who's running the shop, who's running the business. It's just a lot easier, isn't it? They can respond to what their customers want.
You took the words out of my mouth. Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. And they can feed it back to their suppliers as well.
Yes. Yes, and of course it's supporting our lovely local economy as well.
Yes.
Okay, a few tips for plastic-free fun over Christmas?
Yes, so we love a Boxing Day walk.
Yes.
Love to go out, have a walk with the family, see the mamas. We've talked about lots of crafts that we can do. Christmas is a great time to have a craft afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And lovely idea. A bit of origami or something like that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And baking.
Yes.
You'll love a bit of gingerbread.
Oh, absolutely. Gingerbread, make another attempt at a gingerbread house that doesn't fall down. And kids love a bit of rolling pastry for mince pies as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my mouth's watering. I'm looking forward to it already.
Feeling festive.
Indeed. Emma, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thanks, Amanda.
And I was talking there to Emma Tyers of Plastic Free St. Thomas. Apologies there if you're disturbed by the music in the background. That was coming from some musicians warming up in the studio just behind us. Very festive with that as well. Now, the first workshop, workshop that Emma was talking about at St. Thomas Museum, the first one, that's next Wednesday, the 5th of December from 10:30 till 12:30. And the museum say that you'll be working under the expert guidance of designer Sarah Moroney, and you'll create your own perfect designs, either inspired by the setting or a theme of your choice. And as well as developing skills in printing and pattern design, each participant will have the opportunity to create and take home 2 sheets of wrapping paper, 4 tags and 2 cards. And no doubt you will take home all sorts of fun and tips as well. Now, no previous artistic skills are necessary. All the materials and tuition are provided, and that's £20. So that's lots of fun. Nice idea for a lovely couple of hours of crafting there. And another idea, actually, that Emma mentioned is the Forever Green Christmas Company that can hire you a Christmas tree. Look them up online. Now, of course, a plastic-free Christmas in St. Albans would not be complete without a visit to the St. Albans Refill Pantry on London Road. Now, it's enjoying its first Christmas and it offers us the opportunity to purchase all sorts of goodies like nuts, beans, pasta, spices, loose teas, even oil and that sort of thing by refilling your own packet or tub. Now, I spoke to Tanya Trovatello of the Refill Pantry to find out what festive, plastic-free treats they have in store. Tanya, thank you for joining me. So, how can the refill pantry help me to cut down plastic waste at Christmas? Then let's think first about food. Perhaps if we're cooking for Christmas, what can you do for us there?
Well, we've got a wide range of ingredients that can be used for the festive season. We have mincemeat recipes actually in our shop, and most of the ingredients for mincemeat you can buy in the shop. We've got all sorts of spices like ginger for gingerbread, and all the dried fruits you need.
I like the idea of those the recipe cards that you've got, so we can kind of take the card and then look around the shop and buy all the things to go into the recipe.
Yeah, that's right. We do provide a recipe every week anyway, but over Christmas we've got about 3 or 4 recipes now that are quite Christmassy. We've got some seeded crackers which I made the other night and actually turned out really nicely, though I say it myself.
Well, that's quite good, because actually Christmas canapés can be really packaged heavy, can't they? So
yeah,
perhaps some seeded crackers, perhaps with a bit of a dip or some cheese. That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, and really fully, you know, packed full of seeds and so healthy ingredients.
Tasty. Yes, of course, you've got lovely healthy things in the refill pantry as well, haven't you? So good to know that, as you say, you're just making things a little bit healthier too. And how about not just food, but drinks? You've got some exciting things there, haven't you?
Well, we've got some sachets that you can use for mulled wine, all the spices you need for mulled wine in a convenient little bag that you just put into the wine and heat up together. They're very aromatic and fresh and just taste amazing. We've also got some little bottles or jars with all the ingredients you need to make your own gin.
Your own gin?
Yeah. We've called it Jingle Bell Gin. And
delicious.
Yeah, it works out really well. And it's so easy. You just get a bottle of good quality vodka and infuse your spices. It says for 24 hours, but you could do it for a bit longer to get a deeper flavour and colour, and put it in a little pretty bottle and give it as a present.
Wow, that sounds absolutely lovely. And how about for non-alcoholic drinks?
Oh yes, we've got some lovely cordials. They're all organic and very fruity, no preservatives, just a little bit of sugar. But
so are those ready bottled, or can we bring our bottle to?
These are actually ready bottled in glass bottles, yes.
Right.
But you can use the bottle again for oils that we have, or vinegars, that sort of thing.
Good plan. Okay. So how about for presents? Have you got any nice idea for plastic-free gifts?
We've got a very wide range of presents. We've brought in lots of lovely bath time products like wooden back brushes and loofahs and nail brushes, all sorts of things like that, bath fizzers.
Okay, sounds nice toiletries and stuff. Okay, I was thinking also, you were mentioning refilling bottles of oil. Actually, some nice oils for cooking, they can be a nice gift, can't they?
Yeah, we've got a range of oils at the moment. We've got sort of basic
olive oil.
Rapeseed oils.
Yes.
We don't have olive oil on tap, but we do have those in bottles at the moment. We've got the rapeseed, which is locally grown and locally produced.
Lovely.
In Hertfordshire, so not many food miles there. And then we've got a range of speciality oils as well, beautiful herb one and garlic, and a new white truffle one that's just come in. So they're good for presents. Yeah,
that does sound like a very nice treat indeed. And as you say, you can get a pretty bottle or a nice glass bottle and then perhaps a little tag on it.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah,
that'd be great, wouldn't it? Okay, and how about, we've got our gift and we're kind of we don't really want to have a plasticky wrapping paper, stuff like that. Any ideas, anything to help us with that?
Yeah, well, we've got some cardboard gift boxes and some jute gift bags, which are really cute. These can be used over and over again. We've got reusable string and ribbon and paper tags already in the shop, so you can take a little bit of tissue paper that we have that came with packaging of products that we received into
yes.
the shop. Line your little box with that, and then we've got all sorts of little presents that you can put into your box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can bring your own box. If you've got a nice little box of your own, come along and put your presents inside and wrap that up.
Yeah, lovely ideas there. And of course, actually, coming to to something like the refill pantry can kind of help us keep food waste down, can't you? Just buying what we need.
Then. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can just buy just the amount that you need for a particular recipe or for a few meals. You don't have to buy a large packet of something and then that gets stuck at the end of the back of the cupboard and not used.
Yeah.
So yeah, just buy as little as you want or as much as you want.
Probably a great tip, given that Christmas does tend to be a bit of a food waste fest, doesn't it? So
yeah, it can
that
be.
One's a nice one to finish off with. Tanya, thank you very much indeed. We hope you have a great festive season.
Thanks.
And I was talking there to Tanya Trovatello from the Refill Pantry on London Road in St Albans. Now, here on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM, we love local businesses. So if your business can help us enjoy some sustainable festive fun, then we'd love to hear from you. In particular, I'd love to hear from you here on Environment Matters. Now, I'm on Twitter at @RV_environment. I've got a Facebook page as well. Or why don't you drop me a line on Amanda@RadioVerulam.com. If you have got if you'd like to come on our show with your sustainable business and what you can do for Christmas, or indeed if you've got a comment about the show or ideas that you'd like us to cover. Okay, then, so not quite so festive, but very, very important. You can join the March for Climate Justice, which is in London this Saturday. And now join the national demonstration this weekend, December the 1st, to demand urgent action on climate change, say the organisers. Now, this is organised by Campaign Against Climate Change, and it's supported by Friends of the Earth as well. They say assemble from 12 noon near the Polish Embassy at 47 Portland Place. The nearest tube apparently is Regent's Park. They've got all the event details on Facebook, so that's the Campaign Against Climate Change Facebook page. And the organisers say, they say the recent IPCC report is a landmark for our planet, setting out just what is at stake if we breach the 1.5 degrees warming. We need action now, and that's what we're all about at the march. Now, after speakers and a solidarity link up with protesters in Poland, you can join the march to Downing Street, and everything will be wrapped up by 3:30. Remember, you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to the Radio Verulam podcast page. I'm going to be back at the same time next week. We'll have some more great ideas for your sustainable Christmas. Until then, thank you for listening.